and it smelled like a dead hog or something.
Really?
And this one. He said not put no water on it till it got healed up, but just wash it in alcohol. And he gave me, I don't know how many bottles of alcohol. It was cheap. The alcohol was cheap then, about 10 cents a bottle, I think. It was a flavored, it had some kind of smell to it, you know. It wasn't, didn't smell like alcohol, it smelled like it had some kind of perfume in it or something. And he told her to wash that foot, keep that bandage wet with that alcohol. It, it got smelling so bad I couldn't hardly stand it, but, but it got well. You know, I walked a quarter of a mile with my foot cut, that toe was cut plumb in two, plumb up to the, my foot right there, went right in through there. Walked a log, and there's some fellas over in there hunting, they trailed me to the house with blood, thought I'd killed a goat or something over there. I bled just 1 hour and 45 minutes. I didn't know a fella had that much blood in him. But, and my wife and my uncle's wife down there just wrapped it, got a sheet, an old sheet, and wrapped it real tight. And I guess if I hadn't done that, I'd have probably bled to death.
Very
true. My foot began to swell a little and tighten that up, you know, and cut the circulation off, blood off. But it took 1 hour and 45 minutes for me to bleed down, but I went out like Lottie's eye.
Went out like what?
Like Lottie's eye. That's what they used to say, you know. Talk about a fella fainting or something or other, said, boy, that fella went out just like Lottie's eye. I don't know what got that old saying started.
I heard that one.
I can't hear that phone any other, can you? And my daughter's ringing up there.
What about this expression, say, talking about a man who died, if somebody didn't like him, he wants to say something nasty about it, he might say, well, I'm glad that old so-and-so finally...
Finally kicked out, huh?
Kicked out.
Yeah, that's it. I'm glad he kicked out.
What do people around here call a place where people are buried?
Graveyard. They call it cemetery now, but they used to call it a graveyard.
Do you ever see something like that except it's on private property just for one family?
Yeah, they used to have them. By the way, on these plantations, they'd have graveyards. They had a place marked off for that, you know, for to be buried. There were some colored people buried up down at the old Wren Cemetery, too. Long years ago, they said, but I don't know just where the... I had lots of graves up there with no markings, you know, on them and all. And here, several years ago, it come a storm up there and blowed a big oak tree. Over, you know, big clay, you know how they fall over in the clay. And there were some teeth and some bones and things down under that oak tree. And it was